And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
You government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, a21r.com, newcaliforniastate.com, the two most important websites of your life. Hang on to it. Anyway, we got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio, and the world is awaiting us. So let's just dive right into it, if you know what I mean. Big thing going on, Pentagon operating in international airspace, unprovoked attack, oil spike 6%, but it's not gone crazy. You know, this is the Strait of Hormuz, which, of course, is right. I mean, if you don't know anything about the Strait of Hormuz, it's right between Saudi Arabia, literally, and Iran, and it's a very small strait of water, and over one-third of the oil through oil tankers goes through the Straits of Hormuz. So it's an incredibly important place, the Strait of Hormuz, right? Just incredible. Anyway, so this is the big deal that's happening now. This is red. This is from, I just pulled this over to, it was at the Epoch Times. Now I'm coming back to Drudge Report. The Drudge Report. And it says, Iran downs drone ready for war, deep fake photo. And of course, they are faking a photo of a drone being put down. Putin warns USA. Aha, that's a big one. That's a big one. Stocks are soaring, though. Stocks are soaring. And I'll tell you why. You got to remember something. Our own Chris Street predicted years ago. In fact, when we were first opening up Agenda 21 Radio, we were talking about, you know, California being a major player in the energy business and how the United States was going to be number one in a few short years in oil and gas production. And here we are, and we're there now. Happened about a year and a half ago, maybe a year ago. We became the number one producer of natural gas and oil in the world. We're dominating the market right now. We're energy independent. So it says that the oil went up. I think the markets are reacting to higher tensions, but you know, normally, I'm telling you, if we were not number one in the United States in oil production, that number of what we're seeing here reported on Drudge right now, oil spikes 6%, it would be 25 or 30%. I'm telling you, in the Strait of Hormuz, they're doing this kind of stuff. This is big, big news. Oil, this is just out moments ago. Oil prices jumped more than 6% after Trump says Iran made a very big mistake. Says oil jumped 6% on Thursday after Iran shot down a U.S. military drone, prompting President Trump to blast Tehran on Twitter and fueling concerns of a conflict between the two countries. U.S. West Texas Intermediate rose $3.24 or 6.6% to a $57 a barrel as of 10:51. Brent crude went to $64.63. Now, see, we're still lower in price here in the United States because we make more of it. Trump took to Twitter Thursday morning criticizing what U.S. officials say was Iran's attack, the surveillance system, blah, 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 blah. 6% is where we're at now. We're lucky it's not 20%. But remember, you've got the big player on the market again, which is the United States, and California leading the way, by the way. Not fully available because of restrictions by the current government of California. But I want to bring that to your attention. I think these are big stories. But California, in the future, under new California leadership, I might add, will be a much different place. No, this brings me up to the next one. I'm sorry. I'm just like, all of a sudden, there's just the gazillion stories that popped out. I'm really, really, really amazed. So, of course, the Supreme Court upholds cross on public lands business. Big slam against the atheists. And they're pouting. Good for them. It's about time they pout, in my opinion. Supreme Court seems inclined to retain cross on public land. You think? In a 7-2 decision, we talked about this. This is the District of Columbia-based American Humanist Association, a group that includes atheists and agnostics. A cross erected in memory of Fray Juan Padilla stands along U.S. 56 near Lyon, Kansas. This is interesting. Washington, the Supreme Court seemed inclined Wednesday to rule that a 40-foot tall cross that stands on public land in Maryland is constitutional, but shied away from sweeping rulings. Well, a 7-2 decision, I think that's a pretty non-shy away position. They're going to let it stand. Says that the case the justices heard arguments in is being closely watched because it involves the place of religious symbols in public life, but the particular monument or memorial at issue is a nearly 100-year-old cross that was built in a Washington D.C. suburb as a memorial to area residents who died in World War I. So it shouldn't apply to other places, but they're desperate. Before arguments in the case, it seemed that the memorial supporters, including the Trump administration, had the upper hand based on the court's conservative makeup and its decision to take up the matter. On Wednesday, even liberal justices Elena Kagan and Stephen Breyer suggested that they could join a narrow ruling upholding this particular memorial. Kagan noted that the cross is a symbol linked with soldiers killed in World War I. When you go into World War I battle, there are the Stars of David's battlefield, But because those battlefields were just rows and rows and rows of crosses, the cross became in people's minds the preeminent symbol of how to memorialize World War I dead, she said, adding that there are no religious words on the Maryland cross, and there it sits in an area where other war memorials are located, she asked. Why, in a case like that, can we not say, essentially, the religious content has been stripped of this monument? Anyway. This is a big win. I don't care how anybody puts it. This is a big win for religious freedom coming back. Into our society. But here we go on the tax issue, I might add. Now leaving California, high tax exodus from states just the beginning. New York, California, high tax states exodus just beginning, experts warn. Well, we've been seeing it here all the time. This is an article from Fox Business. We come back, as you're going to see how it folds into the other part of the rest of this show. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. High taxes. Coming for you. New York, California, high tax state. Exodus just the beginning. Experts warn. This is out just moments ago. But for some reason, we're catching all the news coming out before 12 o'clock Eastern. Banner day, I guess, huh? Well, we know about the Middle East and all this other stuff. Now we got the crosses thing figured out. Another, you know, the atheists bite the dust. See, this nation was founded on Christian principles. In fact, if you want to break it down, this is a Protestant nation. Shocking! Shocking! We were founded on Protestant principles. Paul, you can't say that. You can't say that. Yes, I can. It's my show. And I can say that. You cannot deny the history. You cannot deny the history that's out there. You cannot. Just saying. We can talk about taxes. We're talking about Christianity here. Our nation is a Christian nation. Now, we're open to anybody. That's what the Constitution says. But our guiding principles and the things that draw most people here is because we are a Christian nation. The ethos is in our veins. It's coursing through our veins. Okay, I'm going to get into the tax thing here. This is New York, California, high tax state exodus just beginning, experts warn. Now, this is by Brittany DeLee. Texas Business Fox. It says the cap on state and local taxes, SALT, right, deductions, has already begun to drive some residents away from high-tax state like New York and New Jersey, but experts say that trend is only going to intensify. Intensity. Don't you love intensity? It took a few months for taxpayers to realize the dollar implications until they actually filed their tax returns this year. Alan Goldberg, a principal at Feldman LLP, told Fox Business. It quantified the impact of the loss of the SALT deduction when people saw it in front of their eyes on their tax return. Shocking. The Tax Cuts and Job Act introduced a number of reforms, including the notorious $10,000 cap on state and local tax deductions, which has caused Americans to look into establishing a legal primary residences in states where they can limit their liabilities. Since the implementation of the law, Goldberg said he has certainly had some clients relocate. Now, we have known for years that we have people who live in Las Vegas and fly in to LAX and Santa Monica Airport in their Lear jets and go off and do their daily work in the movie business and then fly home at night. I mean, it's only like an hour away by jet. This has been going on for years in California. But that's only reserved for the elites now, isn't it? I don't have my corporate jet. I'm sorry. I just don't. They work in California. They extract their money and go home and live in another state. But they can because they're elites. Same in Silicon Valley. Same, they live outside of Reno or Tahoe. When I say Tahoe, I'm talking about Eastern Tahoe. Because that's in Nevada. That's by Reno, Carson City. All those little towns down there on the other side of the Sierras. Isn't that interesting? Some clients relocate. Typically, these are individuals who have second homes in states with a more favorable tax climate, such as Florida. Of course, that thing with Florida and New York has been going on forever. Along with wealthy people and individuals whose jobs do not require them to be tied to a specific location, the latter category can include people in the service industry or consultants. States that some Americans have already begun leaving are Florida, Texas, and Nevada, leaving four. They're leaving four, Florida, Texas, and Nevada, all three of which have no individual income tax. Soon to be New California. Shocking, shocking, shocking. Goldberg expects to see more and more taxpayers looking to move in the wake of this year's tax season, which remains ongoing for those who filed for a 6-month extension. It's all you rich people out there. Some businesses, too, are looking to move. Those that have other locations in places like Dallas and Houston can more easily relocate, Goldberg said. But it is difficult for a large company with hundreds of employees to shift its main operations elsewhere. Some higher tax states like New York have looked into workarounds in order to limit. Now, this is the gimmick. They have a gimmick thing going on over there with the workaround thing. And you'd even see them advertising this little technique to keep businesses and bring businesses into you. Oh, come to this high tax state and we'll just tax you into oblivion over here and calm you down on this side with this gimmick over here. It's called Two Hand Monty. To limit the impact and stem the potential revenue loss. However, the Treasury Department officially squashed one of those more popular options. Sound effects, I don't know where they came from. Officially squashed one of the more popular options last week, which could also contribute to out-migration. There's that word, out-migration. As previously reported on by Fox Business, while Florida received more movers than any other state last year, New York's outflows to the Sunshine State were the highest, 62,000 people. New York had the largest outflow of any state with 452,580. I just thought I'd have to say the whole number to give you the gist of it all. People moving out within the past year. California, another high-tax state, had the largest outflow of domestic residents with the highest proportion of people headed to Texas, Arizona, and Washington. Now, see, we could change all that and people just come to New California. No income tax in New California. Boom. No income tax in New California. Repete si vous plaît. No income tax for you in New California. I'm just planting the seed here, those of you that are listening, about what New California is going to look like. And it's definitely going to look like that. I just thought I'd throw that one at you, if you know what I mean. Texas, Arizona, and Washington, the highest proportion of people are headed there. Of course they are. Why would you be in California with all the taxes here? Nobody is, except for the elites who can fly in and out on their Learjets. How's that working for the middle class that's now out-migrated? Everybody else. And they've been the biggest tax base. But that's okay, they're going to tax us some more because the hell with the economy. We can't have any free market capitalism. We've got to have taxes, 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 and more taxes. And hell with you, more taxes. Taxes, taxes, taxes.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-288-8830. 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Orrville Dam. What's going on at the Orrville Dam? Heard there was a big protest yesterday down there at the DWR. And so I haven't heard anybody report about it. But it wouldn't surprise me. You know, the protest will build. I don't know how many people showed up. I just know that the protest will build. As more and more people find out what is really, truly going on at the Orrville Dam. And, I mean, you know, it takes a while. We've only been on this one for 2.5 years as a story. And we've pretty much called it straight up what's going on. Let's take our little tour, if you will, of the Orrville Damnables. Let's do that, and that way we can kind of have a clue as to what's really, truly going on, right? Right. Might as well just straighten this whole thing out. Might just as well. So what we're gonna do? I'm gonna give you the current water level. Now keep in mind it's almost 900 feet, and it's 901 feet before it overtops. Okay. So levels and flows. Now let's see if the DWR even has. Oh, it does have it up. And gave us the last 11, well, it's 11 o'clock Eastern time. The elevation is rising, 894.44 feet. Just a little over 4.5 feet till the top and 5.5 feet from overtopping. Just to let you know, inflows, 4,176, and outflows, 3,763. So they're not trying to get the water down. Now the spillway, the main spillway, cannot be used right now. It can't ever be used, I don't think, again, because of the under drainage situation and all the leaks. And you know, those things that we just have been reporting about, all the leaks and everything, for weeks and months actually, and about the fact that they've just absolutely ruined a perfectly good spillway even before they got it started, which has begged the question, are we facing another crisis of evacuation such as what we had in 2017? And the answer is yes and hell yes. Which begs another question. This begging questions business has got to stop. You know, because, you know, who's the servant? I'm not your servant. And we'll take a look at cameras now. We're going to do that little tour so that you are mightily armed with that one. And let's see, I'm going to lead Spillway Live Camera, Lake Orrville. This is from the Parks and Recreation Department. And we'll see what we have a picture. And it's a live feed. It looks like the water is coming down. And, we have water on both sides now. So, obviously, they're making some sort of transition of water. And, boy, the plates are sticking up like they're sticking up. I hate it when this happens. This is just one of the many things that are happening. at the main spillway. So we're going to grab a couple pictures of that. We got them. We're cool. We're cool. But boy, are we seeing some plates sticking up. And they've started running water to the opposite side of the spillway. So as you're looking at the spillway now, they were having the main amount of water that was bleeding out of those gates that aren't supposed to be leaking, right? Or if you're the DWR, they're supposed to be leaking. It's normal that these lakes, these gates at the top of the spillway leak. And, of course, that's a lie. It's not normal. So they were venting the water to the left side of the spillway as you're looking at it from across the street here. Now what they've done is apparently shifted it to the other side. So on the right side of the spillway, the water's coming down. And the water is coming down apparently channeled now through a new channel that they've dug out at the base of the spillway. Okay? Nice and nifty here. Nice and nifty. You're just channeling fools is what they are. Okay. So they got that one taken care of. I wonder what it's going to look like if they ever have to open the spillway on that one. I'm going to go to the top of the mountain now. I'm going to go to the camera that's mounted on top of the bridge work there, on top of the headworks of the great spillway. And we're going to see if it even... Oh, they got it. They got it. They came up, and we're now looking at a picture of the far side of the moon. No, no, it's not. It's the stairs, the sort of cantilevered stair-stepped drainage from the emergency spillway, which they don't want you to call it the emergency spillway. It's the auxiliary. They want to give it a different name. Right. We want to do that. Now we're looking at the road. Oh, we switch gears now. And it's kind of interesting what we're seeing here on the spillway. And we're seeing the radius all the way down from the top of the spillway. Okay. And water is now, as you look at it, on the left-hand side, as opposed to yesterday, it was on the right-hand side. So they've been doing some hijinks with the water. They're switching it around. But keep in mind, we got scaffolding on the spillway. They're not going to use the spillway. It's already close enough to be a disaster, right? But they're not going to change it around. Now we look at the spillway with the bridge deck, and there's lots of work going on. A lot of men with high hats and so on. Hard hats, I'm sorry. I was thinking of Abraham Lincoln. Why would I do that? These guys, well, it was sort of a bad visual, you know. The visual dyslexic that I am. These men are working intensely on the bridge deck. Looks like they've got some sort of issue there. And we know that they do. But what we see here is an interesting picture in that the bridge deck is still covered with silt. And on top of the silt, the silt is piled up so high that we now have algal blooms happening on top of that sand. It's turning green. The algae is growing on top of the spillway. I'm pretty sure that's not supposed to be the way. I'm pretty sure that's not supposed to be the way it is on a spillway, aren't you? Especially when you have a whole dam behind you that's full of water. And the gates are badly damaged. And you can see that the plates are leaking like a sieve on the spillway. So that's called a clue that the spillway is damaged. All right, now enough of the tomfoolery. The gates apparently are being worked on. And in front of the gates is, 80 feet of water. Putting pressure on the gates. Nice, huh? Nice. So one small move. Oh, and by the way, there's... 8 gates, and of course they just timed me out of the. You can't watch the. They can't allow you to be able to watch the spillway cameras. So they shut them off. If you're watching for any length of time, they shut them off for you. Okay, we can take it. We're big. We can put on the big boy pants. We got other ways. We have other ways. There's other cameras, by the way, so we'll just switch over if the need arises. But I'm not going to prolong this because we have other things to talk about. And in the next segment, we're going to definitely talk about safety. And what would happen if these gates go and all that water comes out and the dam, well, it's in failure mode now. The spillway's in failure mode. It looks like even the emergency spillway is compromised. But the main spillway is the gates, the headworks, they're all compromised. So when you have a compromised dam, what do? You definitely want to play it safe. And you probably want to have a safety plan that everybody knows about. But what happens when they don't let you know what the safety plan is? And why do they hide it? We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com, state of the future. A lot of things going up, man. A lot of really, really good news for Red State Talk Radio, I might add, which is pretty awesome stuff. And Scott Adams and everybody. Got some great radio going on. Great, great, great radio. Oh, by the way, Agenda 21 Radio as well. But you know, I'm just braggadocious. okay, so let's solve some problems. You know, we're always wondering, why does no one talk about a safety emergency evacuation plan for anybody in the whole downstream side of the valley? We're underneath, you know, if the dam goes, we all go, right? Okay. Isn't there a plan to protect people? Farms and ranches? Or is that a secret? Is there a secret plan? Kind of like Jerry Brown makes a secret visit to the dam. No public visits for Jerry Brown to the Oroville Dam. Just a secret visit. So, some of my listeners have said, you know, there is no plan. We can't find any kind of plan about anybody, any emergencies. And we've questioned actually sheriffs about this. And they're kind of like, is there a plan? Now, actually, here's kind of an interesting situation that is cropped up. We've been asking this question for a long time. And now we're starting to like grind into why there is no plan that we understand. Because all these cities around us have multi-billion dollar offices of emergency services provided by this governor of California and offices of emergency services all throughout this state. And what do? Nothing. Do they tell you about any safety plan? No. They do nothing. They're worthless offices. Worthless. I almost said something really wrong. They are worthless. They do nothing. They provide nothing. But they're fully stocked. You know, you'll probably have an office that's probably, you know, paying people $100,000, $125,000 a year just to tell people they can't have information. So we wanted to dig a little deeper. So we said, you know, there's got to be something regulating these people. So there are laws in California, actually. Yeah. California law. Water. Administrative code, it looks like. Legislative information, California law, administrative code, sections, blah. Oh, yeah, we have laws here. Supervision. I almost said subversion. Supervision of dams and reservoirs. Ah. Code section 6000 to 6470. Supervision of dams and reservoirs. I see, said the blind man. Where are those supervisions of dams and reservoirs? They don't really want to get you to them. You click on the links, and now there's an article here about, oh, here's something. Oh, let's go back here. I'm looking at the front page now, but I'm skipping through a few things here. They have some weird things. But some of the stuff, this is supervision of dams and reservoirs. Definitions, general provisions, administrative provisions, powers of the department, powers of the general, maintenance. Oh, inundation maps and emergency planning. 6160 to 6162. Awesome. Here we go. Water. Water code, Watt. Division 3. Dams and supervision, 6612. Supervision of dams and reservoirs. Powers of the department, inundation maps and emergency plannings. Here we go. 6160. It's not 5150. It's 6150. That's where you get into crazier land. Those of you that know what 5150 is. This is what it says. As an owner of a dam that is regulated by the state is responsible for emergency preparedness with regard to the potential for loss of life and property resulting from the failure of a dam, as defined in Section 6002, or a critical appurtenant structure, as defined in Section 6002.5. Not later than July 1st, 2017, the department shall classify the public safety risk of all state jurisdictional dams based on downstream hazard potential and reviews of critical appurtenant structures in accordance with, at a minimum, guidelines set forth by the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The department shall notify the owner of the dam of the hazardous classification of the owner's dam. And the department may revise a dam's classification, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so where are these inundation maps? I don't see any. Even hyperlinked in the code section. Shocking. Why is that? I don't know. No, the mystery builds. Ah. Says any regulation promulgated pursuant to this article shall be deemed to be an emergency and necessary for the immediate preservation of public peace, health and safety, or general welfare. Here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. They've got laws and regulations on the books in which they have to share this information with the public. And they tell you to go down to the Office of Emergency Services to get the plan. And they have one, but they won't show it to you. Because they'll tell you they think you're a terrorist and you can't see the plan. That's right. That's why there is no plan. They won't show it to you. So 2 million people at least in peril in Northern California because they won't show a plan because you might be a terrorist. All brought to you by the group that wants to destroy dams. They won't show you how to get out in an emergency. They don't provide emergency planning. They don't provide whalers, emergency, you know, advanced warning of imminent dam failure. Safety is not the priority of the citizens and the humans. Seems to be the priority of the fish, though. We'll be back. You listen to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
We're talking about the lack of emergency planning and preparedness. that's imperiling probably about 2 million people, life and limb. Complete irresponsibility by the Department of Water Resources and various and sundry cities and counties and agencies all around the area playing part of the role. Because you got to keep them. Listen, these offices of emergency services do absolutely nothing. They are a bureaucracy that you could get rid of in a heartbeat and never you would never miss them. Every city has one. Every county has one. It's a multi-billion dollar fiasco. They do nothing. And then when you ask them for an emergency plan, they say they can't give it to you because it's top secret. Even though the law says you're supposed to have them. So now we have to go through the FOIA thing and all that. And then on top of that, it's so top secret, they'll give it to us, but they'll redact it. And they don't have plans for every contingency. That's the other thing we're finding out. This is from one of our readers. They went in and were talking to the OES about the inundation map and was told that I would love the new one that was out. So I asked why, and the reply was because it put Yuba City underwater and not the area in which this person lived. And the person responded, well, I work in Yuba City. So that's part of the problem. If you're out of the area, you don't have to worry about it, right? And that's the safety plan. But they refuse to show her or anybody else the safety plans. They say it's top secret. It's a secret thing for terrorists. I proffer to you, who is the real terrorist here? Sounds to me like the Department of Water Resources in the state of California is a real terrorist. Is this an act of terrorism, what's going on in Oroville, at the Oroville Dam? A prolonged act of terrorism. They failed the first time they tried a terrorist attack in 2017. And now they're doing something else, a little bit more nefarious. Lying to us about the spillway. Lying to us about what possibly could happen. Everything's normal, nothing to see here, move along. All along they know that the spillway has failed, the gate system has failed, and there could be a collapse, which could cause the death of 2 million people. Yet they won't show us the emergency evacuation plan, if they have it. And they have a bureaucracy that spends billions of dollars to keep us all safe. Truly Orwellian, ladies and gentlemen, and could only happen in California, right? Well, if you're becoming Californicated out there, it's going to happen to you. It already has been, maybe. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.